You're listening to SBS News.
There are some signs that the restrictions in the United Kingdom are working. England will soon be emerging from a month-long lockdown scheduled for December the 2nd as coronavirus infections stabilise. Britain's Chancellor of the Exchequer, Rishi Sunak, says the government is looking for ways to see how families can spend time with one another over Christmas.
I think the good news is we will be exiting national restrictions on the 2nd of December, as the Prime Minister said at the beginning of the month-long restrictions. We'll be going back into a tiered system, which is a far better way to tackle this on a localised approach. And with regard to Christmas, you know, I think frustrating as it is for all of us, Christmas is not going to be normal this year. But that said, the Prime Minister and everyone else were looking at ways to see how families can spend some time with each other over Christmas period. Obviously, that's something that we would like to do.
The United Kingdom as a whole has the worst virus death toll in Europe at over 55,000 deaths. Meanwhile, in Spain's capital, Madrid, after a contentious eight-month closure because of COVID-19, the bustling Sunday morning Rastro flea market has reopened. City authorities agreed the Rastro could open at 50% capacity, with half its 1,000 stalls alternating each Sunday for a maximum crowd of 2,700 people. Police with backup drones monitor the market to avoid overcrowding. The Rastro's return is seen as another example of Madrid's bid to show that heavy coronavirus restrictions may not be necessary, even among the latest surge of the virus. And jewellery stall owner Sarah Garcia couldn't be happier.
Here we are. We are in an open space. We fulfil all the rules they told us to. We have more security than indoor places, so it is the best place. So I say to everyone to come to Rastro. That is a safe place, and we are all so well.
But in South Korea, stricter social distancing rules will be imposed in the Greater Seoul area to fight a coronavirus resurgence. That's as the country registers more than 300 new cases for the fifth straight day. South Korean Health Minister Pan Yung-ho says the tougher guidelines in Seoul will be enforced for 2 weeks starting Tuesday.
In the meeting today, the government has decided to raise the social distancing level from 1 to 2 in the Seoul metropolitan area and from 1 to 1.5 in the Gwangju and Jeolla provinces. In the discussion that had started yesterday, government officials and experts both agreed on the necessity of strengthening the social distancing level. The measure will be enforced starting from Tuesday for 2 weeks and may be changed or extended depending on the situation.
Nightclubs and other high-risk entertainment facilities will shut down and late-night dining at restaurants will be banned. South Korea has so far managed to weather its COVID-19 epidemic without major lockdowns, relying instead on an aggressive test and quarantine campaign and mask wearing. And in Serbia, thousands of people have attended the funeral for Patriarch Irinej in the country's capital, Belgrade. Irinej died aged 90 after contracting the coronavirus, 3 weeks after attending the funeral of another cleric in neighbouring Montenegro. Mourners gathered despite preventive measures against COVID-19, with the funeral also attended by Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić, who spoke about Irinej's legacy.
Patriarch Irinej left work worthy of admiration. He has not finished, but in principle he built this, the most beautiful not only Orthodox but Christian temple in the world. We were here many times together, and I know how long he waited for the temple to be finished, how much energy and love he invested in it. If it was not for Irinej, it would have taken several more decades to complete this temple.
The funeral comes as Serbia continues to report thousands of daily new infections and as authorities warn that the health system has been overburdened, with hospitals running out of beds for thousands of daily new cases. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sarah Shalala, SBS News.